been a minute since we've worked together. And I know. You can't find any directors that work as good as me. I know that's been a problem for you, but hey, listen. I'm really.
When are we doing the next one?
Oh, real soon. You should have said that.
Got you.
Megan, first of all, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. And you know, you've just been stepping up. And you know, you've always been just a terrific actress. But now everybody else is seeing what we see. You know, and I love the fact that you're in Anchorman, too. I really do, man. Of course, it's in theaters December 18th. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's tomorrow.
Yes.
So you guys got to see it. What role are you playing in this?
I am playing the boss, Linda Jackson, one of the very first black women in that day and age to be the head of a company like that. And also, you know, just at that time it was tough for women in the workplace. But I start off as the boss and I turn into the love interest.
Because I saw the commercial world. Let's have some interracial sex.
Yes, it's quite crazy.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Was it crazy on the set the whole time?
Yeah, it was, you know, but it was like a good kind of crazy and oddly a mellow kind of crazy. The guys, you know, you would think that they're so wacky and loony, and they are that, definitely.
Right.
But they're also very kind of sweet and timid and almost even quiet, especially Steve and Will.
So I know that you've worked, like I know in Russ's movie 35 and Ticking, you're with Kevin Hart, who doesn't stick to a script. And I hear that people like Will Ferrell don't stick to the script. How is it working under those conditions?
It's you know, at first it's a little intimidating because you want to keep up with the boys and you want to do a great job, but then after that it kind of gets easy because you just say whatever comes from your heart and your mind, and you can't do anything wrong. And you know, these guys are like, just try everything out, and you know, hopefully we find magic. And we did. We found a lot of magic. I think the right. finished product is really good.
Is this one better than the first one, you think?
Yeah, that has been like everyone was saying. I was like, come on, you guys. You know that it's a little bit crazy to say.
Right.
But once I saw the final cut, and that's been continuously what everyone's been saying, I'm like, yeah, I think that might be the case.
Yeah. You know, I saw you on Wendy Williams yesterday, and of course, you were receiving a little bit of backlash from the Christian community for revealing dress and on the red carpet and things like that. Why do you feel like you have to change because you're a believer?
No, you know, my feeling is I've always been a believer. I've been saved since I was 12. I got baptized when I was 19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout my career, I've always been a Christian. So in that sense, not a lot has changed except for, you know, me maturing as a person. And, you know, when you take someone like me that grew up in the business since they were a little girl, you know, I'm kind of a hippie. I'm really liberal and just open-minded and comfortable with myself. And so, you know, it's what I may deem as appropriate, somebody else may not feel right. that way about.
And your husband is cool with it, right?
My husband he's very supportive. He's, you know, he's awesome. We both feel, you know, when you start letting the public kind of tell you what you can wear and when you can and can't cut your hair, what kind of characters you can play, it gets to be a little too much. And you can't please everybody.
Here's the thing. Your body looks hot and everything. You're kind of the girl that everybody wants to hate because you're perfect. Like, your skin is perfect.
Yeah,
we were just talking about your makeup. Like, it looks like you never wear makeup, and it looks your skin looks perfect, and your body's perfect. What, like, do you work out, or are you just natural?
A little bit of both. You
that's
know
why what, I hate you. I there, we hate time. You.
No.
That's it. That's why we hate people like you. A little bit. That means nothing.
It's a good
Listen,
hate.
I'm going to keep it live. I've been eating really, really clean. I'm not vegan, but, you know, I'm never going to give up chicken and fish and all that. But the more clean I've eaten as I've gotten older, the way better I feel like my stomach area has gotten, and even my skin, my nails, everything. So I think that's a massive part of it.
I seen you without makeup, and it looked like, you know, I thought, gosh, she doesn't need to go to makeup now. We can go on the set, right?
Right,
now.
Right.
Oh, no, I haven't done my makeup yet.
Well, I'm a hater. I want you to have 3 kids and get fat. Get it done.
All right, listen, y'all. Got to check out Megan Good. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues in theaters tomorrow, December 18th.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to see, you know, Megan Good.
Yeah.
In this, like, top role, man.
This is awesome.
Beautiful. This is a good look. It really is. Opens up the door for a lot of people. Megan, thank you so much. Continued success, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Russ. Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.